How in the world did you become a member of Little Feet?
Again, that was some more just being in the right place
at
the right time.
You're just a lucky girl, aren't you?
Right now I'm living Murphy's Law, but back then, Bob was going to do his farewell tour, 1986. And so he asked a couple people that had been on some of his albums over the years but never toured with him. He asked Bill Payne and Fred Tackett. And so we're out on the tour. We got along real great, and the tour ended. And still the band, Little Feet, had been on hiatus for about eight, nine years since Lowell died. Mm-hmm. And everybody had sort of gone their separate ways. We were working with other people. And they got a call one day from this guy that owned this place called The Alley, which was a rehearsal hall in San Fernando Valley. And they said, look, we're going to dedicate this room to Lowell. Do you think you could get the guys together and play at the dedication? And it was one of the rooms that they rehearsed at all the time. So they, yeah, let's try it. So they got all the guys together, and they said, you know what, this feels really good to be back together. So they got a hold of Craig Fuller, who had just left, anyway, he left the band, his band, and joined Little Feet as the singer. And they recorded a record, and then Bill called me up and said, look, we want to do some backgrounds. You want to come over? So Bob and I went over, Seeger and I went over and did some backgrounds for that record. And he called me back for the second record to do some more backgrounds. The third record, I did a few more backgrounds. And then I was just at home one day, and Paul called me, said, look, we don't have a record deal right now, but we're doing some demos in my house. You want to come over and sing some backgrounds? So I said, yeah. He lived right down the street. So I went over there and sang some stuff. And at the end of that, they said, well, we have this song. We want you to come back and maybe sing lead on this song, see what you think. So I took it home. It was a song called Romance Without Finance. And I took it home and came back and I sang it. And after that, they just sort of looked at me and said, well, what would you do if you found yourself in the middle of Kansas in a bus with six other guys? That's how they asked me.
Yeah.
I said, okay. So I joined the band, you know, and we put out this record, and that's it.
I saw him in 75 in, out in Norfolk with Bonnie Raitt.
Oh, fantastic.
I got sat next to a guy who was holding this watermelon. It was back in the day, you know, when you could bring whatever you wanted to a concert. And he's holding this watermelon, and it's got a cork in it, and he had hit it.
Oh, filled it with Jack Daniels. Oh, Jack Daniels.
Yeah,
cool.
And so it was my first electric watermelon. But he said, I was sitting there thinking, sitting next to him, and I was thinking, well, the whole time, what this guy with his watermelon, you know, because it was really hot, summertime. Yeah. It was that 75 tour they did, he busted open, and everybody starts handing out pieces of this. So everybody in our little section, right, was eating this water, and just...
Getting blotto.
Yeah, it was like everything about it was watermelon, but it was Jack Daniels because it was so soaked with saturated. Yeah. I'll never forget it.
Prairie League.
And that's when I did. Yeah. Yeah. And first time I ever knew that Bonnie Raitt played guitar.
Really?
Yeah. See, I'd heard her.
Oh.
But I had never seen him. Seen her. Right? Before all the days we got now, the tech and stuff.
Yeah.
I always knew there was great guitar on her records, but she was a girl.
Oh, but let me say
she
this.
She was a girl, you know? So then I see her there. Little Feet's playing. I got to say, Little Feet's playing.
Yeah.
And it's in a race car thing, track. And so they're out on this stage. So there's a track, and then the people, you know, the bleachers. And there's a trailer house or something set up for a mobile home. And Little Feet plays, and then they bring Bonnie out. Here comes this little, you know, fiery, carrying this big old guitar, coming like trotting across the field and up on the stage. And I'm thinking, she plays guitar?
Wow.
And then she started, and I'm like, oh my God. She was the first girl I ever seen play guitar that blew me away.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry to keep back. What was
I was just going to say that, did you know that her record company didn't allow her to play her own slide on her records until Nick of Time?
Really?
That's what she said.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. I played with her a few times, and she's, of course, really good friends with the band.
So incredible.
She's really incredible.
But So that whole, you, all of a sudden you're inside that. That's like, and that's, you know, everybody you've mentioned really are like American music royalty.
Yeah.
I mean, you've really been blessed. I mean, yeah. All the folks you've, and you're, you know, right there with them. So you were with Little Feat actually, what, 16 years?
Mm-hmm.
To just recently, right?
Yes. Yeah. And I just decided that if I'm going to do something, I better do it now. So I put out my first blues record last September, and getting ready to put out my second one, you know, in a couple weeks.
I know you've been touring and writing. So when did the songwriting part start? I mean, when did that?
You know, I started writing with Little Feat, and I started getting some really good response from my, I'm just a lyricist, but started getting some good response. And so finally, I guess it was Bill. He said, well, how come you never really wrote before? And I said, well, nobody asked me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
And they were such incredible writers.
Yes.
You know.
You know, and then when they asked me to come into the fold, I mean, that was sort of an open invitation to anybody in the band. You know, if you got any lyrics, any, you know, ideas for melody or, you know, chords or anything, and everybody was welcome to come into the fold. And I guess I was one of the few that took them up on it.
Yeah. So you, now that you've got the second record you're working on right now, and you're going to be doing some touring here in the real near future, right?
Well, I hope so. You know, there is a season, festival season, and which has come to an end pretty much. Although I'm doing a couple this coming week, one in Virginia Beach, and then a few days later I go down to Florida to do a few more dates down there. But other than that, it's kind of, we were kind of geared to go out with Bob, and then he postponed, and so we're just, you know, trying to get gigs in the interim.
Limbo thing.
Yeah, especially now with the new record coming out, as you know, it's pretty important that we get out there and do these things. So
you have a website, right?
Yes, I do. SeanMurphyBand.com.
Very cool. And are you on Facebook?
Oh, of course.
I know that because we're friends.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, have you seen that commercial with, I can't think of her name, Betty White? And she's in some clip.
It was a clip from Saturday Night Live.
Isn't that?
When she hosted that.
When she said it gave her phone number and said, and I'm on Facebook. And the Twitter, too.
Well, I love the clip when she's on Saturday Night Live and she goes, well, you know, everybody, I'm here because of Facebook. All these people wrote in and insisted I be on there. And she goes, and I have to tell you, I think Facebook is a big waste of time.
That's funny. So any other events or things coming up that you would want people to know about? You had said your release party.
A release party at Bourbon Street Blues and Boogie Bar on the October 23rd. A few things are out of state, so I should have brought my calendar. I can't think of anything
right
now.
They can see it all on the website, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we'll just... Yeah,
we continually update the website.
Is there anyone that you've always wanted to sing with that you haven't had the chance yet?
Well, unfortunately, James Brown being at the top of my list.
Yeah.
Gosh. Most everybody I've sung with has been just, you know, I've sung background on some things with Paul McCartney, and of course one of the plays that I did was Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, and I met everybody with Ringo, which was really my favorite, and I always wanted to meet him, and I never did get a chance to meet him. But
well, there you go, Ringo.
Yeah,
maybe
I'd love
he'll hear it on the internet. He'll hear
I would
this.
Love to work with
Ringo.
Him.
If you're listening, if I got a deal for you, that's funny. I have to ask you too, because I always ask everybody that I interview. You've been doing it so long and had so much success. Somebody new to town, somebody coming into Nashville, coming into, you know, wanting to pursue their dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Any advice?
Don't give up. I mean, It's a hard world out there, and it gets harder every day. And you know, you got to believe in yourself and be realistic, and you know, don't keep those rose-colored glasses on too tight. You know.
Also, another thing I had to ask you about: you sang with the Moody Blues.
I did.
Oh, tell me about that. You got to tell me.
How I was trying to think how that came about. It slips my mind at the moment, but I think it was through some management people that I knew, and I sang with them about a year, and it was just wonderful. I mean, I worked with a girl named Naomi Starr, and she was Chad Wackerman's wife, the famous jazz drummer. He works with Alan Holdsworth and many other people, Frank Zappa, a lot of people. Anyway, we toured for about a year, and it was just great. The guys in the band were just wonderful. I just, you know, I wish them all the best. I understand they've got something new coming out, but I haven't been in touch with them since the tour.
Have you had any more of the bug of wanting to act anymore?
Cause I was saying, always.
Yeah.
It just hasn't come around.
Haven't had the...
No.
Got the shot at it?
No. Uh-uh. But all things come to those who wait, and I've been waiting a hell of a long time.
Well, I don't get the impression you waited too much, you know. And I'm glad that your daughter got out of that trunk.
Oh, for God. Sure. She's doing great. She's a graphic artist, she's just a wonderful, wonderful, talented lady.
And you'll see her in Florida, right?
I will.
That's probably one of the reasons you said book Florida.
Uh-huh.
I so appreciate you doing this.
Oh, yeah.
It was so much fun. And I will definitely take you up on coming down there.
You better.
Oh, that'd be fun. Now I've got something to look forward to, right? Yeah. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
All right.